Back in my parents' day, men with a tattoo had probably been in World War II. The only women with tattoos you found only at the carnival. But times have changed. And now, 2 decades into the 21st century, it seems like everybody's getting some ink. And many are getting it from one of the country's best-known artists, Kat Von D. And in 2 interviews with her about a decade ago, I learned so much about ink and about Kat Von D.
People now are becoming to view tattooing as an art form, so it's a lot easier just to get tattooed for more personal reasons versus being a carny or a sailor or, you know, all the negative stigmas that are associated with tattooing, like, you know, criminal lifestyle and things like that.
Well, in your own case, what prompts you? Your entire body is art.
Yeah, I mean, I'm heavily influenced by music, you know, and I think that, you know, hanging out with a lot of punk rock kids when I was really young, you know, being around the tattoos and I guess that subculture, it was pretty influential.
Today, Kat Von D is the one who's pretty influential. Her own reality TV show on TLC, LA Inc., cemented her reputation as a top artist. But it also thrust her into a harsh spotlight. She kept a journal, which eventually she turned into a best-selling book.
I've always been pretty open about, like, my struggles with depression and other issues that everybody else, a lot of people have. And for me, it was a form of therapy, I guess self-therapy, to be able to write about the people that I tattoo and the stories that they bring with along with their tattoos. And at the time, I was just doing it because I realized I was taking a lot of these stories home with me at the end of the day, you know, and I wasn't letting it go. And I think it didn't help with my depression.
But she did deal with it. And she helped many of her clients with their own demons.
There's definitely like a, I don't want to say like a shamanistic, like therapeutic side to tattooing, but I've figured it out. I think that like, I know that people just want to be heard sometimes. I know for me, I just need somebody to listen to feel better, you know? And when people come in to get tattooed, they're not getting tattooed because they're bored. They're getting tattooed because it's a monumental thing to them, and it's a special moment. And if you're in an intimate setting with another person who you can, like, let go of some of these demons and share, like, I'm not a therapist, and so I'm not going to judge you, and I'm not going to diagnose you. And so I think that's why people feel a lot more comfortable, and I think it makes perfect sense.
There is a very common theme linking many of the tattoos that Kat Von D has created over the years. Death.
That's actually one thing that I've always said is that I think death is the only thing that we all have in common, you know, whether you've experienced it directly or indirectly, you know, if you everybody knows what it feels like to lose something that you love. And so I feel like, you know, a lot of people have a hard time talking about it. And I think the more that we talk about it and understand what death is, the better we're able to actually live life. So it's not a negative thing. It's not a Debbie Downer, I don't think.
Becoming a celebrity in her own right has forced her to make her inked skin a bit thicker. All kinds of gossip gets written about her.
I think it's pretty hard to embarrass me, and I don't ever feel uncomfortable. I think my biggest battle is not being feeling defeated or killing my spirit over other people's negativity. And I think, without sounding too preachy, I just feel like we live in a world where we build a lot of people up in order to break them down to make ourselves feel better, when all the answer's inside you. You know, you don't have to put other people down in order to do that, like, because I think everybody's a beautiful person. So I wish people would just kind of leave me alone when it comes to that whole thing. And some days I do better at it than others, you know, but in the end I think, like, the real fans see past the bullshit, you know. And who I'm dating or who I'm not dating, and whether I'm pregnant with alien twins or not, like, you know, I'm probably not what they thought I was about.
Oh, and by the way, full disclosure, I have no tattoos, at least none that aren't medically related. And no, I'm not going to tell you or show you where they are. I'm Bill Thompson. Now I've heard everything.